What a difference a day makes, right? The rebels pushed into Tripoli's outer defense lines over the past 24 hours and, according to their own reports, now control 95% of Tripoli. Colonel Gaddafi is nowhere to be found, but two of his sons are now in rebel custody. Western leaders have made repeated calls now for Gaddafi to go. Joining us now, Ibrahim Debashi, who is Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, and Dirk Vandewaller, Dartmouth professor and Libya expert. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Ibrahim Debashi, when was the last time that you slept?
Excuse me?
When is the last time you got some rest, sir?
Well, I got some rest. Anyway, I slept for about 1 hour.
This is an amazing day for you and your countrymen. What was your reaction when you first got the reports about what was happening in Tripoli?
Well, you know, it is a big day for the Libyan people, and it is not only for the Libyan people, it is also for the people in the region. Because maybe it is a good indication that whatever the power of the dictatorship was, the will of the people will prevail at the end, and this is what we are seeing now in Tripoli. And I hope that soon they will capture Colonel Gaddafi himself, and then I think it will be somehow the end of this tragic days which we saw in Libya during the last 6 months.
Ibrahim Debashi is the National Transitional Council's deputy ambassador to the UN. Dirk Vandewaller, professor at Dartmouth. So tell me, Dirk, do you think that we're seeing that the Libyans, at least militarily, were more organized than many people thought?
Well, it turned out that in the end, particularly the rebels in the western part of the country were much more organized. But we also know that a lot of that coordination over the last week to 2 weeks had come about in part because of coordination with NATO, and particularly through American intelligence that had planes and so on over Tripoli. Nevertheless, it is a remarkable development, and certainly the fact that it was the western rebels now who have some links with the TNC, but not completely, will undoubtedly also be a factor between the groups now as they move into Tripoli and indeed for the future of Libya.
So remember that acronym TNC, Transitional National Council, and Mahmoud Jabril, who's running the Transitional National Council right now. Ibrahim Debashi, have you had any contact with Mr. Jabril, and are you assured that you have a job? You defected early on, but you're also associated with Muammar Gaddafi.
Well, not exactly. Let me say that I am associated with the Libyan Foreign Service in the Foreign Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Certainly, I have never been politically nominated by Colonel Gaddafi or by the regime. It was always a regular post outside of the country as any other diplomat. While I have the rank of the ambassador, I never been nominated as ambassador outside. And even this is the even the post of deputy permanent representative to the United Nations. This is it is not a political post. It is only the highest ranking ambassador. After the permanent representative who takes over this job in an automatic way, so I think I am sure that I will continue to work in the Libyan Foreign Service as usual. Yes.
That's Ibrahim Debashi, Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations. Dirk Vandewaller, there are concerns already from some Western nations saying that they'll need to send people into Libya to help the rebel forces get control of some of the weaponry that was belonged to the Libyan army in previous days. And there's also concerns that there may need to be a larger presence there from outside nations in order to keep the country descending into chaos. What should we be concerned about in the days ahead?
Well, I think this is a period of high uncertainty, I think, for Libya ahead, particularly in the few days, the immediate few days ahead. But as you mentioned, there are all kinds of concerns about weapons in the hands, particularly shoulder-fired heat-seeking missiles that have disappeared from storage rooms in Libya. But also beyond that, I think the international community is very worried what exactly the future of Libya will look like. Certainly the United Nations has gone through an exercise of trying to figure out what Libya may need in the future. A lot of individual countries, including the United States, France, Great Britain, and so on, have also tried and figured all of that out because it's quite clear that even though, of course, we're in the euphoria, the early days, you know, the war has been won in a sense, but now the big question comes, can the rebels, which have shown quite a bit of discord over the last couple of weeks in the eastern part of the country in particular, can these rebels now really step up to the plate? And after winning the war, can they now, at the end of a civil war, the big question always is, can they now win the peace? And the peace in Libya will be a very difficult thing to achieve. It means not only rebuilding, or perhaps for the first time building a modern state in Libya, but also a nation to give Libya, the Libyans, a sense of consensus and a political system that they can live with. And I think the both challenges, state and nation building in Libya, will, of course, be something that takes many, many years. But, of course, also where the TNC, the Transitional Council, over the next few days, next few weeks, will have to make some very important decisions that will ultimately help shape the future, the political and the economic and the social future of Libya.
Oh, well, what do you think will happen with Muammar Gaddafi? Will he be allowed to go into exile?
Well, we've already started to see a little bit of a fault line there. There are those that are arguing that the injunctions of the International Criminal Court should be followed, that he should be sent to The Hague if he is caught. But already I've heard voices yesterday that said, no, we should keep him in Libya, we should trial him in Libya. And so I think this is one of the small disagreements that is starting to emerge, and very, very much understandable, I think, but nevertheless kind of perhaps a harbinger of many other small and larger disagreements coming down the road.
That's Dirk van der Waaler, Dartmouth professor, expert on Libya, and also Ibrahim Debashi, the Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations. Thanks to both of you.